I'm gonna mix the heaters, I think. What are you having? Why don't you cook something for once? Hello?
Hi, hello.
Hi there, is it possible if I could please speak to? Is it Mr. David Bailey, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, David. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal, and we're calling in regards to the Scottish redress claims for mistreatment and abuse in care. Are you all right to speak with me on the phone at the moment? The call will take about 5 minutes.
I'm ready to speak to you.
Perfect, no problem. So first things first, in regards to yourself, David, what I want to let you know is we don't expect you to pull out evidence or anything like that. We're just going to take a quick statement from you today and explain the whole thing.
No problem.
So you're aware how long it will be. But before I do that, I just want to make sure we have got your details on file correctly.
No problem.
I can see here that your full name is David Bailey, spelled B-A-I-L-L-I-E.
Aye, aye, that's it.
Perfect. And can I ask you, David, is there any other names that I should have you known by?
Oh, it's David John Bailey. Was.
David John Bailey, perfect, no problem. And is this the best mobile number for you, David, if the line disconnects for any reason?
What was that? I never heard you there, sorry.
Sorry, no problem. Is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason?
Right. Sorry.
Is this the best mobile number for you?
Yeah, this is my number, yeah.
Perfect. And we've got your email is davidbailey1989@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant. What's your home postcode and your door number for me, please?
G41
1RU.
I don't know if I can remember it.
Don't worry, I'm just going to have a G41 1RU. Is that...
A G42 one, are you? I'm sure it is.
And what's the house name?
47 Cocker Hill Place. No, I
can't. Right, so that's not your postcode because it's coming up.
01. I don't know, I forgot. It's G40
don't
something.
Worry.
Two seconds, I can Google it, right?
Yeah, take your time.
Right. There it is. G52, sorry about that.
G52, 1RU?
Yeah, that's it.
And is that Cocker Hill Place in Glasgow?
Yeah.
What number door?
It's flat 01.
Flat 01, perfect. Let me just get that on here for you. And is that spot 0143 Cocker Hill Place?
Flat 01, 47 Cocker Hill Place, that's all right.
Perfect, 0147, perfect, thank you for that. Let me just get that on here for you. And in regards to yourself, was it just you in care, or did you know if you had any siblings that was taken into care as well?
I know, my brother was in care, but that was in the 80s or the 90s or something. I don't remember. My brother loved his father.
No problem. So you had your mother, but you didn't really have contact with him.
No. I've got 13 brothers and sisters, and I don't really talk to any of them.
No problem. No contact. That's perfectly fine. And can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, sir?
It's 24th of April, 1989.
1989, no problem. And in regards to yourself, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you are aware of?
No.
No, perfect. That's not an issue there. In regards to yourself, do you know your address where you was living before you was popped into care? Do you know the area at least, if not?
Aye, it was 34 Monksbridge Avenue. G13 2DT. I'll never forget that postcode.
G13 2DT. Thank you for that information.
No.
And can I ask you... Let me have a look here. What I'll do actually is I'll figure that out for you. Was it Glasgow Social Services that would have popped you into care that you are aware of?
Yeah, it was Bell Street panel is where it happened. I get put into jail.
Bell Street.
Yeah. I think I was 10, maybe 9 coming up for 10. It was my mum and dad at the panel with social workers, and then obviously they signed me up to the the government or something.
And how old was you when you got first taken into care, if you can remember?
I think I was about 10. I was in pregnancy 4, so about 10 or something. Maybe 9.
No problem.
I don't know. You need to go back in my history and look. I had a
We will get that for you anyway. Don't worry. This is just for us to build a bit of a report so they know that we've not just pulled this information out of the blue. But we will locate all records for you, so do not worry about that.
See, the records, right? I had a folder and it had a green string through the corner and it told me everything about all the times I was restrained and everything. And my mum threw it out because I was showing my friends it. You know what I mean? It told you everything that I'd done in there. Because I used to run away all the time and I'd sleep in farmers' cabins and all that, and it tells you all that. But it also tells you about the bad stuff, I know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go through that statement with you in the most professional way I can say it to you. I will be as patient as I can be, and I'll make sure I get every bit of detail down. The reason I say that is because I understand no money can take away what you've had to deal with whatsoever. But if money is on the cards now, we can get you something back. We will reassure you to get you the top end of that. Now, of course, each claim is different. The average claim at the moment is around about £48,000. You won't be paying for anything. This is a gaining process, so that's what you'll receive. But we will go for a lot more than that, most definitely.
I was in prison with a boy, and he got 110, and he quit, and they gave him 170. He said no, but it's not about the money. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure it doesn't happen again. You know what I mean?
What? Most definitely, and not only that, like you say, it's justice. It's the only bit of justice that you're going to get now, because a lot of people in them situations, a lot of the staff members have passed away, a lot of care homes have changed names, have gone into liquidation. Now, you know that we're not going to be able to take them to prison if they have passed away and things like that, so the only thing we can do with that is give you some justification, and the only way we can do that is with the payments, so I will reassure you to get that fast track for you as well. Now, what I do need from you is, most importantly, over the next few months, if anything was to happen to you whilst this process was going through, do you have a wife or any children or anybody that you
want to have my mum receive payment
on your
behalf? No, my mum.
So is there anybody that you have that you will be happy to take this payment if anything
was to happen to you? Yeah, my mum.
Your mum. Perfect. Yeah. Can I take mum's name there, please?
Can you take her number and you can contact her?
Yes, please. What's her name?
Right. It's Lorraine McConville. Is that her phone? You know me?
And whenever you're ready, I'll take her number.
I'm just looking for...
Take your time.
It's 077.
Yeah.
607.
607.
90226.
No problem. And can I please ask you, do you remember what your dad was called?
Yeah, William Bailey.
William?
Bailey.
No problem. Let's get that on here, Bailey. And in regards to mum here, numbering in 226, that's perfect. Not an issue. Do you know why you were placed into care at all?
I was out with parental control. I went to a panel and it was like, well, I've got a plan and putting on care, and then they said, what about dad, can you take him? And he went, oh no, I've got a new family, I've never forgiven him for it. And my ma's like that. The police kept going to my mum's work, so I kept getting into trouble at night, and she was going to get sacked, so they put me in care, you know what I mean? But it just got worse, because when I went there, I just couldn't handle it.
Do you remember the name of the first care home you was popped into?
Yeah, I was in Hall Glen Assessment Centre.
Could you spell that for me the best way you can?
I can't spell. I've never been to school.
Hall Glenith was that?
Hall Glen Assessment Centre was in Shelton.
Hall Glenith.
Hall Glen.
How do you spell that, babe? Shelton.
Yeah, Shelton, yeah.
Don't worry, the best way you can, and I'll get that, I'll find
it. I'll try and Google it, I'll try and type it in as best as I can, mate. But I'm not very good.
Fine. Hollow Glen, Shuttleston. I'll figure that out for you, don't worry.
Yeah.
And was that an assessment centre, or is that where the check
that was an assessment centre, yeah.
Let me get that on here for you. That was an assessment centre. And from here, where did they pop you into?
Garfield Children's Home in Reef Road.
Could you say that again for me?
Garfield Children's Home in Reef Road.
Garfield Children's Home, Reef Road. Thank you for that. And how long was you here, roughly?
I was there, I think it was like a 6 week, and I was there for maybe 12 or 14. They reviewed me and said, we need to review him again. And then after that, they moved me to care. They moved me to a children's home in Kirkcaldy.
And what children? And it that was in Kirkcaldy?
No, Monreef Road. It was called Monreef Road.
Monreef Road?
Monreef Road. Garfield Children's Home. It was in Kirkcaldy. And when I was there, I refused to go to school. And then that's when they moved me to Barking Rain. Because I kept running away.
And then you were there, so you was at Monreef Children's Home, Garfield Children's Home, for around 14 weeks, and then you ran away.
No, I was at Hollow Glen for there. I was in Garfield for maybe 6 months.
So you was in there for around 6 months, and then how long did you go, and then where did you go from there?
Barking Rain, and I was there for years.
And I've heard a lot about this place.
But listen, this place was horrible. Right, when I went there, the smoking age was 11, and then see, when I turned 11, they changed it to 12, and then when I turned 12, they changed it to 13. They were trying to ban me up, so they were... It was terrible, that place. It was like mental torture. So it was...
I'm so sorry to hear.
And there was a lot of bad stuff going on in there.
Can I get here? First memories of...
I've got somebody sitting with me. I don't really want to go... Like, if you go with the actual statement of what I've said before, but...
Don't worry. What I'll do then for you now is I'm going to send you an email over that I need you to send back for me.
Right.
So you just click on it, you type full name in the signature box, and you get that back to me. So if you can do that, I can help you with that now. And what I'll do is
I'll
call you back. Don't worry. What I'll do is I'll do it whilst you're on the phone. Give me 2 seconds.
Right.
I'll do that, and then I'll call you back tomorrow when you're on your own, just so I can take a brief statement from you.
Yeah, no
and
problem.
And then I'll get everything fast-tracked for you. That's not an issue, but at least everything, I can get that in place for you right now and get it ready for
you. Right. Because I'd done this in September. September 24, I did this, you know what I mean? And I was wondering what was happening with it.
So what it is, it was basically, it took a while for the cases to go through. The reason for that is just because the care homes and things like that was trying to knock it back as much as they possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
Now, people have actually succeeded in regards to being paid out from them. So now they've been paid, they can't dispute it whatsoever. We know when you go into care 100%, they have to keep your records on the system. So as long as they've got you on that system, which they will do, then your claim will be successful. Now, all we need to do is get a statement from yourself to know exactly what you've been dealing with. And
listen, I'll get in the car, right? I can tell you just now, right?
Honestly, don't worry.
I told the other woman, she's the other place, right? It was like restraint and all that, and they kept me in a basket hold. It's all in the file, so as I had the file. It was a woman and a man. I don't know. Bob Bradley, definitely. Maybe Jennifer or something. 4 hours. I've been on for hours. They're like, you need to calm down or we're not going to let you go. So I calmed down, kiddied on, I calmed down, and I was looking about and there was a football boot. And I hit him with the football boot and I kicked her in the face. I was bad, right? I was a bad child, you know what I mean? But there was no need for that.
You've
got to you know what I mean?
Situations,
right, there was no, right, yeah, listen, it was what they'd done. See, I knew it was wrong. Do you know what I'm talking about? They shouldn't have been having me like that. I was fighting when I came out of the shower and then I was naked and they restrained me, but they wouldn't cover me up. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't a nice situation. A grown man sitting, right, holding my 2 arms, right, so I can't move, and with his legs over my legs, with my legs open like a basket hold. That must be illegal, man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it most definitely is.
And I was only a kid, do you know what I mean? And it really fried my brain, you know what I mean? And then obviously there's other stuff that happened as well, like sexual stuff, right, but that was happening to a lot of other people, right, but... I went home at the weekend, so they watch it for people like that because they know they could tell somebody, you know what I mean? But
yeah, most definitely.
Right, there was a hot chocolate. I don't know if the woman sent you the last report. I don't like saying it all the time, right, but I got spiked with a hot chocolate, right, and I can remember bits and bobs. It was like as if I was on another planet, like I took a drug or something, and there was a camera and people. It was mad, you know what I mean? It was mad. They were doing it to people, so they were. And then see my key worker, John Arnold. He's a convicted paedophile.
John Arnold. Well, I've heard that
John
name
Arnold.
Before.
Listen, right, I think it was him, but I don't know, right? I can't say for certain. I'm not pointing any fingers, right? But if he was doing that, then it must have been him. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, there was a wee gang of them that was doing it.
Most definitely.
Right.
So,
Can I get that can, please? I need a drink.
Can I just ask you, when you received all of this, was this in different care homes or was this in the one?
Yeah, what did you
was
say that, sorry?
Was this in Ballycombe Rain or was that in... Was this,
no, that was in Ballycombe Rain.
In Ballycombe Rain, let me just get this down. Would they keep you... Would they starve you or anything like that at all?
No, they never done it like that. They never used to take my shoes off at night so I couldn't run away.
How empty is the cake? Can I ask you, did they ever, in regards to, did they ever use any sort of force against you, such as hitting you with a cane, belt, physically hit you?
No, but I got violently tripped up. So I did, and it really hurted. It hurted my shoulder and my leg and all that. It was a big man that done it, you know what I mean? There were big bullies, the staff in there. I didn't like what they were doing to people. It was horrible.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean? It was like there were gods the way they floated about.
How would they punish you?
Hey, you just go to your room. You know what I mean? They put you in your room. And then you would lose trips and all that. You weren't allowed to do it. There wasn't really much to do in there. I was there for a long time. So they never let me go on trips, right? Because see, any time I seen a sign for Glasgow, I'd get out of the car and run. You know what I mean? I just always wanted
to... I just wanted
to go home, you know what I mean? I just wanted to... They used to go, where do you want to go? I'd go, like, home with Amy. I want to go home.
No help or guidance. What was the other children like in there with you?
I had some friends in there. I had a lot of friends. I can't even remember all their names. There's one boy that I remember because of obviously the stuff he went through, Sean Burns. It was that wee guy changed, so he did. Really changed.
Now, we do need a form signing from you as well, but we'll give you the ID first. So,
has there ever been a situation where you feel like you have witnessed or potentially been a victim of sexual abuse in any way, shape or form?
No, but there was a boy, see the boy Sean I was talking about?
Yep.
I watched him go downhill really fast, you know what I mean? He never had any family. He had a granny and she died and then... He couldn't go home at the weekend, and every time I should say him, what's wrong with you, son? You know what I mean? And his room was right next to the car. And then, obviously, put two and two together after what I told you. You know what I mean? That must have been their thing. You know what I mean? He must have been getting the hot chocolate as well. You know what I mean? I don't know if you could contact him, man, and he would tell you about it.
But... To be honest with you, because obviously it's private and confidential, but majority of children that would have been in the same care home at the same time have spoken up, and a lot of these things are lining.
I've never tried to look them up, but I could look them up and try. You know what I mean? And he could verify this, you know what I mean? But I don't know if he's right.
Well, with any reason you do actually do that, or even if you become friends with him and you don't know whether he has had any sort of help or guidance either, by all means you can contact us and give us that information. That is not an issue, because I will drop you my details over on WhatsApp in a second. Just so you've got personal contact there for me. The special hot chocolates, let me get that on here. Can I ask you...
Yeah.
Can I ask you how you have been left? So when you went to the first centre, so when you first got popped into places such as Manreef or Garfield Children's Home, what would you left to feel like there?
I just felt...
Did
I
you
don't
feel
know.
Any abuse there?
I felt abandoned. And then when I was in hall, then I think I tried to kill myself, I think I barricaded the door and set it on fire, maybe, because I got took to the police station for it. You know what I mean? I'd had enough. I don't know. I was only a kid. You know what I mean?
And
then see, knowing your family didn't want you, and then you were put in there, it was fucked up. And it's never been right since. You know what I mean?
But
most definitely, we can learn here.
When you usually send it.
Well, this when you was at Garfield House, do you have any memories or anything that you'd like me to get popped in from here, darling?
No, I just used to run away from there all the time. They'd take my trainers off me. I get maybe restrained in there a couple of times, maybe for fighting and that. But they moved me through there pretty quick once I refused to go to school. I'd be on shops and that, and then I'd get out, so I would, but I'd climb out any window I could find, and I would go and steal plays off of washing lines and all that, yeah. Honestly, the stuff I've done, but I walked to Garfield, to Shawlands, with no trainers on. You know what I mean? I went into John's temple and stole a right name, and then just in the store I left. No trainers, that's what they used to do, take my trainers off me. So I wouldn't have done it all.
So what I've done for you, darling, I've taken as much information as I possibly can for you, and I understand it is a very stressful situation.
Yeah.
I do have you on to WhatsApp in a second, whenever you feel comfortable too.
Yeah.
Or if there's some things which you don't feel like you could have mentioned to me right now, do not hesitate.
I can mention it to you. I'll need to hang me. I'll need to speak to you, right? If you can phone me.
Message me on WhatsApp. I'm going to send you a message on WhatsApp now, so I need a picture of your ID. I need a picture of a letter, any letter that's dated you in the last 3 months, just so we know you're being paid at the right address.
Right.
And I need you to go on your emails for me. Can you do your email for me now, so I can help you with that, and then I can let you send me the pictures over
on WhatsApp? I don't know my email. I think I forgot the...
I've got your email address. I've just sent it to your email. So if you can go on your email for me and see if you've had an email from MMA Legal.
But let me see. Like, see this phone? See, when I got it, it's got somebody. It's got somebody else's thing in it. It's got somebody else's thing in it. I don't know how to work it.
Now, on your text messages, you should have had a link sent to your text messages. Go on your text messages for me. On your normal text, not WhatsApp. So it's SMS.
Yeah, let me see. See, I'm not very good with these ones. You have actually.
So if you click on the text message for me.
Right.
There should be a link and it'll bring you. Yeah.
Not a problem. Right, it says click progress, address, Bailey, something, something. Right, proceed to documents, are it?
Proceed to document, perfect. How does it say there, has it give you the option to squiggle your signature in at all?
Yeah, let me see. Right. It's not.
You're on it. What does it say on your screen at the moment? What can you see?
It says loading, right?
Loading, so it's still loading.
Agree and continue, right?
Yeah, agree and continue, perfect.
Right, you want me to, I don't know where it's saying, just scroll down all the way.
Is there a little box anywhere that says signed by client and it has a little red star next to it?
No.
What does it say?
It says something about client pack abuse or something, 420. Right, it says message signature, you want me to do that?
Yes, please. So click on client signature.
Right, there it's there, right, signature, right. You've got my signature, right?
Yes, it automatically does it for you, yeah?
Yeah, I know my signature.
And then it should say agree and accept.
Yeah, yeah. And then I've got a spit across and then I go, okay, is that it?
Yes,
you have
please.
Signed this document, email to me. I'm going to send it to you.
Brilliant, that's perfect. So all I need from you now, David, is a picture of your ID and proof of address, which you have WhatsApp, don't you?
I have got WhatsApp.
Yeah, so I'm going to message you on WhatsApp now. If you send that over to me on WhatsApp, that will be perfect. And I'll make sure I get this sent off for you right away. In the meantime, if you need anything else, you message me on WhatsApp and I'll call you straight back, darling, okay?
Yeah, not a problem. Thank
all right, then. Well, thank you for your time and thank you for going into that whilst you can do. All right, sir.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thanks, David. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks,